Marissa likes a failure at the party. Marissa likes a failure at the party. Marissa likes a failure at the party. And at the party, Marissa likes a failure.
Hi, welcome back to Failure Art Party. This is episode 5. This is Marissa, and I'm here today joined with a new friend, Lauren Miller. Lauren,
hi. Yes.
Go ahead and introduce yourself a little bit. Tell us a little bit about yourself and little bit about your experience with baking and failure. And before we get to that, why are we talking about baking? Because today we're making gingerbread houses.
Woo!
It's Christmas. It's festive. It felt right. And just kind of wanted to continue on this food art path that started in the last episode. So anyway, Lauren, go ahead. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Lauren Miller. I live here in Texas with my husband and our 7-month-old baby Emmett and our dog Eleanor.
She's great.
Yes, she's wonderful. And I do enjoy baking. I've always enjoyed baking. It's been a little bit more difficult lately with a screaming toddler, but we still get it done. Mm-hmm. I've definitely had some failure experiences that have made me a better baker in the end because I've learned what doesn't work. I've definitely tossed some projects out here and there. I actually remember, I think last Christmas or the year before, I was helping a group of people make sugar cookies, like cut out sugar cookies, and I recommended that they get wax paper instead of parchment paper. And that's like a really big fail. Like, it was very, very bad.
I don't know anything about baking. Why is that a big failure?
It just like was a big gooey mess. It doesn't work the same as parchment paper, and that was my fault.
Were they angry?
No. They ate them anyway. Okay. They were young children and really had no idea, but I'm a little type A, so I knew, and it ate me alive for days.
Oh, so this is interesting. Lauren did tell me before we started that, yes, that she's type A. She does like things to be perfect.
I do.
And so it's kind of exciting to have her on this failure podcast.
I'm going to try really hard to make this not fail. Yeah. But it's gonna be okay.
It's gonna be okay. Yes, it's always okay. Sometimes it gets a little bleak. It's a little touch and go sometimes on this podcast, but we make it in the end. So with the gingerbread houses, we decided to make a gingerbread house from scratch, not using a kit. So it's a little bit harder.
Yes.
This way. We're also not going, we're not trying to be a certain house. We're just going to go straight, imagination on this one.
I think that's the way to go.
It's the way to go. Yeah, for sure. For sure. So if you haven't already, subscribe to this podcast, follow me on Facebook at Failure Art Party or Failure Art Party on Instagram or at Instagram. How does it go?
I have no idea. Probably at Failure Art Party.
At Failure Art Party Instagram. I just learned what like a hashtag was not that long ago and how to use hashtags on Instagram. So I'm a little new to social media stuff. So with the making a gingerbread house in scratch, from scratch, some challenges. You have to get the dimensions right.
That was difficult.
That was difficult, and I'm really glad I had Lauren here. I didn't come very prepared in that way. I was like, let's just, like, cut out some pieces of dough and bake them. Lauren said, wait, they should be the same size. We should try to make sure the house isn't completely lopsided. I thought that's what a great idea. So we did try to measure out the house, and it's not as easy as one would think.
No, and I'm not good at math, so it took a little while, and they're in the oven now, so we don't know that they actually are the correct dimensions, but we tried.
Well, we tried, and we're going to see, and you know, we can always pad in some icing to fill in the cracks a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We can stick something in there to keep it up for a picture for Instagram, at least.
At least, yeah.
For the gram.
Yeah, and everyone's been really nice on Instagram. Thank you for all the positive comments, even on the not so beautiful pieces that have been on there. That's much appreciated. All right, so Lauren is gonna go ahead and start making the icing. And what type? This is royal icing?
Yes, this is royal icing. Let's see if I can pull it back up. Okay, so it is just 2 egg whites. I should have eggs here.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it can be a little bit of a challenge to get the yolk out. 2 egg whites.
Oh, and you said, so you're using real eggs. I assumed that you just had a carton of egg whites.
Nope.
That's good for you for, okay. So Lauren's...
You crack the egg down the middle and then you shift the yolk back and forth between the two shells.
Okay.
And then it all drops off.
Okay. Can I take a picture of you doing it?
Ooh.
Oh, man.
That one broke.
Oh.
It's okay. I caught it.
Okay, nice. Good catch.
Okay.
Nice job.
There's maybe a little bit in that. No, it's not worth it. Okay.
All right,
so we have the egg whites. So then I think it was some cream of tartar and 3 cups of powdered sugar. So let's see. So we need 3 cups of powdered sugar and 1/2 teaspoon of cream of tartar. Okay, let's see if my teaspoons are clean because I was just... Oh, almost made a crucial mistake.
What was that? You almost had a failure?
Almost had a failure.
What was it?
Oh my gosh, I almost put the cream of tartar in the egg whites before beating them.
Oh. Can I tell you a failure?
Yes.
I tried to make an angel food cake once, and I actually don't bake, and that's actually a very hard cake to make, and I didn't beat the eggs at all. But I did. So I had like a carton of cake. I didn't. It was an egg cake.
Yep.
It was an egg cake. It was actually also a birthday cake for Dane, and he ate it anyway, which was really sweet. But
that's
it was like
really nice.
It was really nice because he was picking apart at the parts that were edible.
That is very sweet because I would have. I don't know what I would have done. That was very nice.
Yeah.
The reason we want to use this and not regular frosting is I have learned that regular frosting will not hold together a lot of gingerbread houses. Maybe if it was like a really thin gingerbread house, that's mm-hmm. the timer going off for the cookies.
Okay. Timer's gone off for the cookies. So you worry about that. I will take out the cookies.
Check on them.
Okay. Let's check on them.
It's a little soft.
It's going to be
a like, soft and then it'll harden.
Yeah, then it'll harden a little bit, but maybe because they're a little thick.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe
we'll just open it up in a minute.
Okay.
Just remember.
All right. Just checked on the gingerbread pieces. A little soft, but that's how it works in the oven when you're baking. They're soft and when they're hot, and then they cool and harden.
Yeah. If you've ever baked a cookie before, it's not a good sign if they come straight out of the oven like a rock.
Okay, yes. And I don't think I've baked a cookie in a very, very long time, aside from the cut in...
Cut apart. We love bacon breaks.
Yeah, bacon breaks, yeah.
Every night in this house. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. We almost have incorporated all of the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay.
Wow.
So if we want it to be even more like glue, I guess we would add more powdered sugar. I'm just guessing.
Yes.
I'm not an expert.
Yes. So just to reiterate, I brought a huge tub of decorator's ice. Scene, which again, part of the nature of this failure art party is my lack of preparedness. So I just said, that's fine, that'll probably be okay. But Lauren informed me that no, royal icing is like glue icing. And if we want this house to stand, we're gonna need the actual stuff. And I don't know why it's called royal icing.
We could use the
icing.
Other icing for...
For deck, yes.
Yeah, for decor.
But it's also, I don't mind taking that icing back because it's in a giant tub. It's a giant tub.
You're not going to eat it? And you're
I don't think so. I might. I mean, yeah, I might have a bad day at work and just come home and I can have a big tub of icing just to...
There's nothing wrong with
make
that.
Me feel better. Yeah.
All right. Well, should we take these out now?
Yes. Let's. Yep. Okay. All right. Okay.
Looking good.
Lauren's taking out the gingerbread pieces.
Pieces look a little funky.
They're not perfectly flat.
They definitely don't look symmetrical. Mm-hmm. No, that's okay.
That's a kind of our main concern is the lack of symmetry with our pieces for sure.
But the swimming pool looks great.
Yeah, this is
gonna. And so does the squirrel.
Yeah, this house will have a squirrel and a swimming pool. It's your typical suburban middle class home.
All right, that looks good. So that all has to cool now.
So, all right. So do you need to do anything else with the icing?
I can bag the icing.
Bag it? Okay.
I can bag it. Mm-hmm.
So while bagging it, if you don't mind, Lauren, I'd love to share with you the history of the gingerbread house.
Please do.
Okay. All right. And I hope you don't mind. I'm going to just walk and follow you as you move around the kitchen.
Please do.
Okay. So I got a couple of resources. I got PBS and Wikipedia.
Very reliable sources.
Yes. And they agreed for the most part on the history of the gingerbread house. But I'm going to start with PBS first.
Okay.
So the ginger root was first cultivated in China and used for medical purposes, which I think... I knew that ginger was kind of a
medicinal
thing. Yeah. And then it came to Europe via the Silk Road. Okay. And that people really dug ginger a whole bunch and they put it in their meats, their preserved meats, to disguise the taste. Because they're like,
oh, are you trying to disguise the taste?
I think this is. I don't know if this was plague time or like poor time. I don't know.
Okay.
The plague comes up at some point.
Okay.
So,
good to know.
Yeah. I like when I think preserved meats, I think cured meats. That's okay. Not, but I like cured meats, so I don't know. I don't want to disguise the taste.
No.
Anyway. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Anytime you have to disguise the taste of something, I feel like
maybe not eat it.
Shouldn't be eating it.
No. Yeah. And then Henry VIII, who I'd say he's a pretty big failure. he did use ginger in hopes of building a resistance to the plague. So he thought this was some kind of cure-all. You know, it was not. But
in desperate times, people come up with desperate solutions.
Sure. Yeah. So actual gingerbread, the original account, like the original gingerbread recipe was first, the earliest documentation is in Greece, 2400 BC. That's a long time ago. And in the last episode, my BCs and ADs, I kind of have a hard time keeping track of, but
sure.
Anyway, long time ago in Greece. And yes, there's a lot of bouncing around with gingerbread between like China and the Middle East and the Mediterranean and Europe. But Europe is really the big player in the gingerbread scene for sure. And so in the Middle Ages, people started using gingerbread to shape animals, people like kings and queens, and Queen Elizabeth I in particular made cookies that looked like dignitaries visiting the court, which I think is just the most adorable. And if we have time tonight, Lauren, I would love to make a cookie that looks like you.
I would love that.
Yeah. It'd be a very beautiful cookie.
I'll enjoy eating it.
Yeah, sure. I wonder how people feel like eating, I guess they eat the cookies that look like themselves. It's kind of an interesting experience.
I don't know what else you do with them. If not, I guess you just shellac it and hang it on your shelf.
Sure, yeah. yeah, you can definitely do that. Gingerbread fairs popped up and different cookies were decorated for each season. So it's not just a Christmas thing. They did like Easter and spring and so used across across the whole, it's delicious. Whole board. It's delicious. Yeah.
When something's good, don't change it.
Yeah. And Europe, no, not Europe, sorry. Germany is, or Luxembourg. Luxembourg.
That sounds German.
Yeah, that city.
Luxembourg.
Luxembourg.
Say it confidently.
Luxembourg, Germany. What'd you say, Sean?
Nuremberg? No.
I think it's Nuremberg. Is it? Like, I'm almost positive.
That's a famous German city.
It is because of the Nuremberg trials. Damn it. Okay.
Nuremberg.
Nuremberg, Germany. And I don't know. I can't read my writing very well. But Nuremberg, Germany, they are known as the gingerbread capital of the world. They had guilds and fairs, and they really made a big deal out of it. But the house part of the gingerbread didn't become a big deal until the Hansel and Gretel story.
I saw that when I was doing my research.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. actually... People don't know. Brothers Grimm. Right. Brothers Grimm, yes. They don't know what came first, the house or the story, or the story inspired all these houses. So
the world may never know.
The world may never know. It's kind of a dark story. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. It's not like...
It's not cute.
It's not cute. But the kids make it out alive, right? I don't remember. They make it out.
I don't know. Do they put them in an oven?
That sounds familiar.
Or maybe the like witch that lives in the woods goes in the oven.
Yeah, they found a way to kick her in the oven, yeah.
All right.
Either way. So Wikipedia had some similar things to say. They essentially said crusaders brought the ginger to Europe from the Middle East, not China, but crusaders and the Silk Road like kind of go together when I looked it up really quickly on the internet. So that checks out. And then this monk in particular is Gregory of Nicopolis. Gregory of Nicopolis. And I think he later became a saint. Was definitely the main guy who brought ginger, according to Wikipedia. And legend has it that ginger was the fourth gift that the wise men were going to give to Jesus.
I saw that today.
Yeah.
But then, like, the guy gave it to someone else.
I know. He just didn't make it to Bethlehem.
He didn't make it. I think he gave it to a doctor or someone that helped him.
Yeah. they did their own thing with the ginger, so, but didn't make it to baby Jesus.
I think I'd rather have the gold.
Yeah, me too.
Than the ginger.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
You keep your ginger. I'll keep the gold.
I'll keep the gold. Sure. You make your bread. That's fine. So we're almost done here. So gingerbread building became a gingerbread building became an actual profession in Germany and was only allowed to be done by certified gingerbread builders.
Oh.
Except on Easter and Christmas when everybody was allowed to do it. Which I think is a little strict. Like, you know, I kind of think, you know, that's like prohibition.
I mean, you're not going to hurt someone by building a gingerbread
house. I know.
House.
And I bet people were just under the radar making their own gingerbread houses
although
whenever they wanted.
Although I did see some, like, gingerbread houses that are out there that you can, like, have, like, very large gingerbread houses that exist today.
Yes, the largest one is in Texas.
I saw that, and we were trying to figure out where.
Bryan.
Bryan, Texas.
Do you know where Bryan? I don't even know where Bryan, Texas is.
I'll Google it right
now. Okay. We're not originally from Texas.
We're not from here.
But it's 40,000 cubic feet. So that is, you can live in it.
It's 216 miles from us. It's above Houston, but to the west. It's between Houston and Austin.
Oh, okay. So can people visit?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll have to look into that because that'd be something I'd be interested in.
For sure.
Yeah.
You could eat your house.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Yeah. So everything's bigger in Texas, as they say. And then lastly, people used to dip their gingerbread in alcohol, and I don't actually know the specific type of alcohol, and then eat the gingerbread. So I think I'm going to try that later. Because Lauren and her husband have generously offered to share their alcohol with me, which I think is so nice.
Yes.
Yes. What alcohol are you drinking?
This is some kind of fall Moscow Mule, maybe? Sean, what is this? An apple Moscow Mule. I saw him putting apple, like, jam in it. Some kind of apple preserves in it, and it has a cinnamon stick and a
that's piece real of fancy.
Apple and ginger yes. beer. And it's super, and I think apple cider is in it too.
Yeah.
And it's quite delicious, but you can pick whatever. Maybe you should dip it in
Fireball.
Oh, girl. You okay?
We've got some options that have been sitting in the freezer for quite some time. Look at that.
Oh, you have cinnamon a little, whiskey. Yes. Okay, I like that idea a whole lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like, yeah, that's...
Yeah.
That could be like a concoction every time I get sick, like Fireball and a gingerbread, and I think...
It sounds like a great remedy.
Yes. Not for a coronavirus, but for anything else.
Pretty much.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes. So, all right.
I personally would... I think we should add a... base layer of the mm-hmm. frosting
mm-hmm.
to give some stick underneath the like four walls. Are you okay with that?
I yes. You're so thank you for asking
it on
the permission
before.
Yes.
Before you say yes, I'm already yes, right. spreading it because the answer apparently was going to be yes.
Yes, yes. I yeah. I have no alternative. I have no reason for dissent. I agree. Yeah, that's good.
All right, what do you think here?
You want to make it double strength so you're more creative, right?
Yes, the more alcohol,
the better.
The better. Originally I was nervous about if I were to consume too much before the house was up, it would crumble. But Lauren reminded me that that's not the spirit of failure.
It's okay.
Failure is to just drink and be happy with yeah. whatever.
Yeah. It's yeah, ginger. Yeah. The thing is, you're making, it's food, and you mm-hmm. get to eat it
mm-hmm.
no matter what. So
and
like,
there's ginger beer in your cocktail.
There is. There's wow. ginger beer. We did ginger beer cocktails just for your gingerbread.
Wow.
We actually did not.
That was not intentional.
That was not intentional at all. So
okay.
do you want to do...
So we're putting up the walls now. Lauren has put down a base of frosting.
Let me do one this way, too. The walls up.
Oops.
Okay.
Right.
So the other thing we need to think about is, should we have these walls on the outside, these two?
Oh.
Or on the inside? Probably
the outside being,
on the outside
would be more,
more stable. So,
yeah.
So we'll just, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So I really hope this icing dries how it's supposed to.
I think you did a great job making it.
Thank you for the positivity.
Yes.
I'm not really sure how long it takes to set.
Oh, that's a thing we don't know. Yes.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
We'll
we can
see.
Try and put that back wall on and then...
Yeah, I can... I feel
roof
comfortable.
Is really good. You do? You feel good about it?
Yeah, well, I feel comfortable holding it as long as necessary. Although I feel like I'm holding the walls at an inverse situation, so maybe I should spread them out just a tad.
Yeah, I think that this one needs to... This, the thin one needs to come... out this way a little bit.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad we're not trying to do two of these because
that's yeah.
be quite a challenge.
That would
so
be challenging.
I'm glad you recognize where our strengths and weaknesses lie and that this would have been like maybe a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How's it feeling?
It feels like no. I feel like I can let go. I really do, but I won't.
I think we can put something on the sides of it just for a little bit, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Like...
Yeah. Okay. All right, nice.
Okay.
Nice.
So.
Okay.
Halfway up.
Take another picture, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
We're getting there. This is the pretty side of this one,
mm-hmm.
but this is the pretty side of this one. So do you want them both to look like that? Ellie, back away.
Okay. All right, we've reached kind of a decision-making point. We have our roof pieces, and one side of the roof
looks like crap.
Yeah, but I guess we have to pick between, because this is...
Because it's kind of like,
oh,
kind
I
of
see.
Goes out at the bottom, so
yeah.
it'll be uneven. Well, I think it just kind of has to be like this.
I think so.
So
but, you know, we are
design
gonna,
on the roof.
Yeah, I think we're going to decorate it, so we yeah. can add a little... Yeah.
Rich.
And this is going to have what we call character.
It will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. So this, I think, will be the most challenging part of the whole process is putting on
the roof.
The roof.
And we decided to forego the chimney.
Yeah.
We need to put our budget towards the pool.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, it's not about fireplaces anymore. It's about pools.
Right.
Yeah.
We're in Texas. I really hope this frosting holds up.
I think it's doing great so far. I really do. So far, the house is freestanding. With one cup and me lightly keeping my finger on one.
Okay.
There.
So now we just try and put it on.
Yes, let's do it.
Glue the center.
I haven't even started drinking and I still feel very positive. And so now Lauren is putting on the frosting of the roof panel before we place it on. Oh, okay. Well, it's staying there with your hand there. That's great. Oh.
I think that we put the blue cup up against it again just to give it a little bit of stability while we do the other side.
Yes. And then I think once both panels are up, they will help each other.
The middle too.
Yes. Okay.
It's a symbiotic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. There we go.
I'm going to take this blue cup away. You got it?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's put the blue cup back. Okay. And then we'll do some...
In the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I think... Yeah. Yeah. You just want a lot of glue.
A lot of glue. And we can wipe some of, like, the excess off.
Uh-huh. And I guess the good thing about it is it looks like snow.
It does look like snow.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Maybe...
Should we, like, try and clean it up a little? I don't know.
Oh, just like scrape out the excess.
Like I think of it like spatula. Like yeah.
Maybe it depends. Maybe how we want to decorate. Like if we're gonna do like a hang off. Yes.
I should have made this roof extend a little bit more.
We could. Do you want to push it forward?
Or do should we? Should we chance it?
Oh, I guess it's kind of short over here too. No.
And it's standing. So
it's standing.
I don't know if we should touch it.
We've actually come farther than we thought we would at the beginning of this night. It's standing.
Take
with the assistance of one cup. No, two cups,
but we could take the cups away and see what happens.
Do you want to wait? Okay. Do you want to wait on that?
No. Whatever you wish.
Okay.
I want to like fix this on the spot as well.
Okay. No, do it. Fix it. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see.
Can you give a dog gingerbread?
You can ask Alexa.
Hmm.
Alexa, can dogs eat gingerbread?
Okay, here's Dr. Pooch. Gingerbread cookies contain nutmeg, which is toxic to dogs.
Oh. No. Okay, do not give your dog gingerbread.
It contains nutmeg, which is toxic to dogs. That's what it said.
Nutmeg is toxic to dogs. Now you know. The more you know. Thank you, Sean. He just provided me with a drink. And this is, it's an apple, Moscow. Moscow mule apple.
Apple cider Moscow mule.
Apple cider Moscow mule. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So maybe we should do a countdown.
And take away the cups.
Okay. All right. Let's do countdown at five. I'm going to go all the way to five. Oh. Five. We're about to remove the cups. Okay. Start. Five. Four. Three, two, one.
Freestanding.
Ah, it stands up on its... Oh, my God.
Ellie.
Yay.
Freestanding gingerbread house.
Wow. Lauren.
I'm proud of us.
I am, too. They said it couldn't be done.
They said it couldn't, but...
We proved them all wrong, all the haters.
And now we have to do the fun part.
Yes, now this is the exciting part. We're going to decorate. Very excited about this. So maybe we can also, I liked kind of your idea of splitting the house in half. If you want to, I'm cool hanging out in the back. If you want to do the front.
Sure.
I want to.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We can do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. So you want to do like the pool and all that?
Yeah, the pool. And I might take some of those tree cookies and see if I can stick them up.
Yeah,
put some trees
absolutely.
In the back. Any decorating stuff is free game. So... For the listeners out there, here's a visual. We have marshmallows, M&Ms, chocolate-covered pretzels, Hershey's Kisses, Oreos, vanilla wafers, and gumdrops.
Can I eat anything?
You can eat all of it. But no, not all of it. You can eat Whatever doesn't go in the house.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. I'm excited.
Me too. And I mean, I think we're out, like, I think we're in the clear. I might say there's a little gap here. Maybe, I don't know if we put a little.
I couldn't see the back.
Yeah. Put a little.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little icing right there.
Yeah, but that was the plan in the beginning, you know? Just fill anything with icing.
Fill anything with icing, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think it looks great.
Mm-hmm. See here, I'm trying to get a vision.
Okay. Same.
Okay. Creativity, come to me. Let's see.
I need a piece of paper.
Okay.
I'm going to draw my vision.
Hmm. I think I'm going to do a little fence. And
around the pool,
maybe just around the whole back, around the whole property, and maybe I'll do that with some of the pretzels.
Yes.
Yes.
You need to make some like lounge chairs.
Oh yes, what a great idea! Okay.
What could you make them out of?
Maybe some marshmallows.
Vanilla wafers.
Vanilla wafers. Yes.
Like what if you did the dots as the legs? Yes. On like little.
Uh huh. And then kind of glue.
Oh, yeah, marshmallows could be legs, too.
Yeah.
That'd be cute.
I like that idea. Thank you.
Disappointed this year because the Grove Park Inn in Asheville, North Carolina, usually does the huge gingerbread competition, like tons and tons of gingerbread houses. You walk through the whole hotel, and it's virtual this year.
Oh, but that's still kind of cool. When is that?
Usually, I think it'd be going on right now.
Anybody really wants to get into the gingerbread scene. You said Asheville, where?
Asheville, North Carolina at the Grove Park Inn.
The Grove Park Inn is doing a virtual gingerbread house tour. So you can see professionals.
They're very good. I mean, they have ones that are like kids and stuff too, but they have like, one of the years we went, there was like a panda made out of gingerbread. It was amazing.
Man, that is amazing. Wow.
Okay. What's the color scheme you're going to go with?
Well, I don't, you know, I don't know. Our house might mismatch.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to try and be as close to you as I can.
So are you going to dye your frosting a certain way at certain times, maybe?
I might just try and go as much. I don't know.
I don't have, I was just going to do kind of Christmassy.
I can go Christmassy.
Yeah, do Christmassy. And okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Okay. I want to utilize the circular shape of the Oreo in some fashion, so I'm thinking, I don't know if I could make it a desirable, like, window where... These are a bit crumbly. I see these Oreos are a little crumbly. Don't feel like you got to do like me, but if you want to do like me, I support it, but if you don't want to do like me...
Like if you want the house to not be completely different on all sides?
Yes, 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 yes.
Should I just have you do the bottom panels and I can do the top? Or do you want to do...
Okay. Oh, how about that? I'll do bottom, you do top. Do that?
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's see. And I'm taking a lot of the M&Ms that are red and green.
Lauren's sorting right now. She's doing a great job sorting away.
I can match my colors sometimes.
So your dog can eat a little bit of chocolate.
Well, she can have an Oreo. She can't have a candy bar. Like, okay. I'd rather her have a... Uh-huh. Or I feel like Oreo cookie probably has...
Not real.
Minimal, like...
These cookies don't feel real to me. They don't feel...
Yeah, she ate, like, a bar of fudge on our way to... When we were in Austin once.
Uh-huh.
That was fun.
Oh, no. Wait, did she get all sick and stuff?
Well, we induced vomiting. When we were on a hike, and people thought we were, like, trying to do something terrible to our dog.
Sure. How do you induce vomiting in a dog?
Well, first off, I am not a vet, so... Okay. To all the listeners out there, don't take this as... This is what we were advised to do by our veterinarian. We did not Google it. We were told to do this by the person that takes care of Eleanor. Mm-hmm. And we fed her hydrogen peroxide.
Oh my gosh. Whoa. Okay.
Yep. And she was allowed to have 2 doses of it.
That is intense. I got hydrogen peroxide in my eye once.
Ooh.
kind of stung. That's one of those.
I'm kind of stung.
Yeah. That's not fun. It wasn't fun.
I'm kind of wondering, like, if I could use these, like, roof tiles.
Ooh, yes. No. Lauren had a stroke of inspiration. Using vanilla wafer. Oh, I like that.
Like, but then, like, you know?
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll stick. Hopefully it won't. This isn't going to make the roof, like, top heavy.
Oh, yeah. We haven't put a lot of strain on the roof yet.
We'll find out. I think the Oreos look great on the side. It's kind of like a flower bed.
Yeah, of black flowers. Yes.
All right, how's it going to look? Eleanor, are you the mascot of Failure Art Party right now?
Lauren's dog is really adorable. She wants to just participate.
She really does.
She's sticking her head under the table.
She wants to eat whatever falls on them.
Oh.
Like shingles?
Yeah.
I probably should have used Oreos, like twisted them in half so that they would be.
The Oreos are really hard to break evenly. They don't.
I forgot we still have all these little gingerbread mints.
Oh, that's true. We do have people and got some trees. There's also a squirrel that comes with the house.
Comes with the house. Like.
I might do an elaborate archway in the back with
gazebo.
Just the door to the back. The back door being an arch type thing, a little Spanish style. So far it's got great stick.
Yes, it's all about the frosting.
Yeah.
It really is.
I think your shingle idea is really inspired.
Thank you, Marissa.
I like it. Yeah.
Thank you. This is very difficult decision making.
Yeah, that's true. I guess if we're not trying to follow something, it is a little bit more stressful trying to come up with the designs.
It is.
On your own. Sometimes how I do it, Lauren, is I just
go.
I'm just going to say, Marissa, if it doesn't look good, I forgive you.
That's nice of you to be so kind with yourself.
Yeah, it's hard, but that's that's how I try to make it better. Yeah.
I'm going to put a tree there.
You're going to put a tree. What happened? Did something squirt out?
My window.
Oh, your window. Okay.
That's a good spot for
Yeah. Sometimes when we make mistakes, we can just put something to cover up the mistake.
How's your archway looking?
I like it. I'm a fan. It does need some more color. So far, all my choices have been a little dark colored. So,
lighten it up.
Yeah. Oh, Lauren! I like that.
It hasn't done anything yet, but I do appreciate the enthusiasm.
The color. This is good.
I love green.
Yeah.
It's a great color.
Green. Get really emotional about green.
Do you think we're going to be able to submit this to any competitions?
No.
I don't think we should submit it to the virtual.
I think we're kind of riding that high of the fact that it's standing. But
what happens when I like put one more gumdrop on there and the whole thing just crumbles? We drink our drinks and we did a good job.
We drink our drinks, we cry, we talk about it.
Maybe I should take a picture right now while it's standing with some items.
Oh, that's a good idea.
On it.
Yeah,
The best part about gingerbread houses is
eating. Yeah. You can eat your art.
Mm-hmm.
I think Germany knew that.
We got a really good gingerbread man in Germany. We went to Oktoberfest. And then we went to some small cities on the way to Austria as well.
Oh, fun! Okay. And you got some gingerbread there. Okay.
Yeah, because they have a ton of markets all throughout Munich. And they would just, like, have them out on the table. Like, not bagged and stuff, and you'd go up and you'd choose it and they'd throw it in a bag for you, and you'd go. Now it's COVID times and that would never fly.
Yeah, that is a real bummer. Don't know when we're going to travel again. When people will travel again. I don't know. I am going to Indiana.
Are you?
I am. I know. I feel like people are like, don't. And I will fly in a plane, and I'm sorry, and I know about COVID, but I haven't seen my family in a year. So
sometimes mental health.
Sometimes, you know. Yeah. Also, the drive from Texas to Indiana is quite long. Quite long, and it will push you to the edge, I think. The doorway is a little crooked. Sometimes it's hard to make things symmetrical when you don't plan that well. So Lauren, you were saying you were having issues with the door. What were those issues?
There's a little smear of icing on it and it's driving me bananas.
Oh, okay.
How's the back looking?
The back I haven't really touched since the archway, but now I'm at the sides of the house and doing the windows, doing a little red, just a basic square window for the people to see out of. Okay, it really is hard to make perfect shapes with candy, for sure.
Okay, I'm adding more shingles.
That's great. See, and I want to just discuss a milestone here. We were so scared about this house standing, but now we're confident enough to add shingles.
We've added a lot of shingles.
Really, we believe in our house.
They're
we
quite
believe
large,
in ourselves.
Uh-huh. The shingles.
Mm-hmm.
For really the scale of the house, but yeah, it's okay.
It's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
We're running low on the frosting now, and the sound effects are fantastic.
Yeah.
The icing is really drying like glue.
It is. I think you did a great job with the icing. That's not farting.
There's a lot of gas.
It's just a lot of gas. It's stressful to make a gingerbread house, and sometimes you fart a little bit. Just kidding. Only silent farts here. Yeah. Okay. Hey, that's fun.
That's fun.
Yeah.
This gap here is bothering me, though.
Yeah.
Issue is we're running low on frosting.
You know what's great, though? It's like Emmett was a little older and you show this to him, he'd be like, "Mommy, you're so good." He wouldn't see.
He'd be like, "I want to eat it now. I'm not going to wait for that."
He wouldn't see all the errors
true.
You see.
That's
he would
very
just
sweet.
Appreciate.
That's very
I
sweet.
Think that's a. I think that's why I would want to have a child, so they would just praise everything I do. Blind.
I hope that's how it is later.
Yeah, you were kind of going for the red and green theme from the beginning.
I guess so, yeah. Let me tell you something. HEB around Christmas time, that's a little stressful. So I was just trying to...
Get out?
I was trying to get out, yeah. So it's just red and green, get out of here.
I don't particularly enjoy going into HEB. Trying to put some snow on the shingles, like... At the bottom of them, like they got caught on.
Ooh, yeah.
On the bottom of each shingle.
That's very artistic.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I am enjoying this collab. Usually, I'm not very good at collaborating on things like this.
Oh, really? Well, why not? Let's not to make this a counseling session, but. Let's talk more about that.
I'm just, you know, a little type A when you're trying to share a cookie, decorating it, you know.
Yeah.
One person's vision is not always the other's, but I think that we really have done a good job tackling this together.
I think so, Lauren. I really do. And maybe the key is to pair a type A person with a type C. Type B. Yeah. Yeah.
Because you just go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Did I ever tell you about, like, one time I took an intuitive painting art class, and it was all about, like, not getting super attached to your artwork. No. But also, like, painting without, like, just starting and going for it and painting as you feel. So halfway, it's okay. Actually, I mean, I still have the canvas in my, it's not my favorite painting, but it's like, it was a giant canvas. I didn't want to throw it away. So it's hanging up in my apartment. But this is like from a couple of years ago, but everybody switches at, so you paint on your piece a little bit. And then halfway through the lady's like, okay, now rotate. And everybody paints on.
No.
Each other's.
No. Yeah. That sounds like my version of
Yeah. And you have to like.
You like work so hard.
I know. And like some people just really do. Like they just, they cover over whatever you painted or.
Like on purpose.
Or just like they're like, just because they want to do whatever they want to. Yeah. It's so it, and it's like.
It's terrible.
It is terrible.
Meeting in a way.
Yeah. And you're not supposed to get so attached to your artwork, and that's how it goes. I'm thinking I want to add a little bit of like white decoration on the sides a little bit. Like, I don't know, like a little, not sure. What do you have any suggestions for additions to spruce up the sides a little bit?
You want it to be white?
I guess we do have an option on colors. Yeah. Or I kind of like, it could be white. And then I kind of like how you just like flicked this, the sprinkles.
So I was going to say you could flick some sprinkles on it.
Yeah, I'll do that. If you don't, while you're making it, if you make maybe more white and then just a side of a little bit of blue. All right. So Lauren just made some frosting. It was really cool. It was just like a little bit of water and a ton of sugar. And it's very gluey. So now I'm going to stick that on the side of the house.
How's that?
Oh, yes, very blue.
How do you want your pool positioned? Right here? Or do you want it turned?
Maybe, yeah, shallow end, like this. Let's do this.
This?
Yes. Okay, Lauren's now putting in the pool water.
Let's just see how it kind of naturally spread the.
Okay, so how did you flick the sprinkles onto your, you just put it on your fingers and you threw them?
I kind of like poured a little in my hand and like. Like, like in the palm of your hand,
okay.
And then pick them up with the other hand and
see.
Throw them. Okay. You did a great job.
Thank you, Lauren. All right. I will say it is missing. Okay. Flicking sprinkles at the house. None of it's actually catching on to the frosting.
None of it's catching?
None of it's catching. Maybe you can help me with my technique. I'm gonna flick in.
How do you do it, Lauren?
Let me see. Okay. Oh, you're
just
coming
not
more.
Sticking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
just
you're
not
coming
really sticking.
I bet you did catch. Definitely come up with a more straight on angle.
Very stirring.
Very stirring with the sprinkles. Yep. What a good idea. You're putting embellishments on the shingles.
Yep.
That is adorable.
Thanks. This can't ever be done. It's one of my greatest failures is it's hard to step away. And
it's hard to step away.
You just end up ruining it.
That is so true. It's very addictive. I've done that with art many a time where a painting was good. It was like, no, I can make it better. And I can't.
Story of my life.
So when's the last time you made a gingerbread house?
I've never made one from scratch.
Is that a thing you would do? Well, that's a little elaborate for an OT session, right? I'm guessing.
No, actually, you're right. I used to do, a couple years ago when we lived in Charleston, I did one of my activities was gingerbread houses made out of graham crackers to work on direction following.
Okay. I think I'm going to do the trees. Lauren made some pines to put up in the backyard.
I mean, people who do that, like, gingerbread house competition work on those things for the year, the whole year.
The whole year? Mm-hmm. All right. That's a... is there a monetary reward for...
I don't really know.
Or it's just, like, you feel good about winning? That's a lot of time to dedicate.
I mean, I feel really good about winning that.
Been thinking of taglines. There's so many ways to fail... There's happy with crappy.
It's
my favorite. Yeah.
Isn't the pool looking good? You should put a little gingerbread person in the pool.
I like that. Yeah.
Or the school.
I might try. Yeah, the squirrel in his
Maybe I'll put a little like sunglasses on them.
Do you want some of this kind? Because I don't know if that'll hold it up.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Okay. The squirrel is drinking out of the pool maybe a little bit.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's good. I mean, this is highly concentrated work.
Have all of your other projects been this, required this much concentration? I bet carving watermelon did.
Yes and no. There was less, Tina's watermelon had a lot of intricacy to it. Mine didn't that much, so.
Which one was yours?
Mine's the duck.
The duck.
Yes.
And it looks good.
Oh, thank you.
They both did.
Yeah. She had to do a lot of petals on her watermelon, and it's difficult because cutting into juicy watermelon is really hard. You really want to cut into a watermelon that's not
a little
ripe.
More firm.
Yes. Well, it kind of looks like there's waves in the pool now a little bit, but I was just trying to get all of it to the edges. Here we go. Okay, so the squirrel will be drinking out of the pool. Okay.
I love it. See, looked like someone sneezed on this window.
It did. I remember that was a really hard. I just kind of let that go, but it does look like there's a little bit of snot hanging off the window a little bit. Also, I'm having trouble with the sunglasses. I don't think it's
why
apparent.
Don't we make sunglasses out of a round candy, like okay. Two M&Ms or two round sprinkles.
That's a good idea.
You have to watch that show. You're going to be like, that is like...
what we're doing right now. So similar. Lauren just told me about a show called Nailed It. Maybe you guys already know about it. And this is where people who aren't good at baking are told to bake elaborate things. And then everybody laughs at how bad they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that sounds pretty funny. And that's kind of what I want this podcast to be, but we fail in all sorts of ways, not just baking. Look at my squirrel. It looks
fine.
It looks very bug-eyed. Yeah.
I thought you were gonna put like the glasses like ding ding next to each other.
I wanted to give the effect of like
you wanted it to be you wanted it to be 3D. Oh my god.
this squirrel.
You crack me up.
I'm okay leaving this squirrel like that. Are you okay with it?
Yeah, right. I need to take a picture of you.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Hold your squirrel.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Looks good.
Yay.
I really do wish you could take this home with you.
I think you should show this off.
Yeah.
Everyone would love it.
I think you should bring it into work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just keep it in the break room and mm-hmm. people can just kind of pick at it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or it's just like meant to be admired. You know, people mm-hmm. should respect it.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, like, what kind of person just walks up and grabs a piece off a gingerbread
No, that's
house?
True. That's
a
not.
Barbarian.
Yeah. That's not the type of person I want to hang out with.
Mm-mm. Do you need some frosting for your squirrel to be able
to kind of stick him?
Right here?
Yeah.
That's where you want him?
I want him to, that's where he's going to drink out of the pool.
Okay.
Oh, and I was going to do the fence. Okay, I think that'll be my last thing is the fence.
You said at the beginning you were going to do it?
I did. I said, yeah. On Marissa Habashi always goes by her word. Mm-hmm. And she says she's going to do a fence.
I think I'll tidy a few things up as soon as I'm done with this. And then at the end I'll add a little snow in the form of powdered sugar. And then I'll be complete.
Okay.
I think we really did a good job incorporating some failures into this one still.
We did. good. That's what this podcast is all about.
So there's balls on the top half of the house and lips on the bottom.
All right, all right. I'm down with that.
There you go.
Yeah.
It looks good. That squirrel got into something before he got to the gingerbread house.
I need another Oreo. Actually, no, please.
Okay.
He looks like his eyes are like going to explode out of his head.
Yeah, yeah. He's very bug-eyed. If anybody sees this on Instagram, those are sunglasses. Those are sunglasses on the squirrel.
I think next time I'm going to get the mini Oreos to do the roof shingles and twist them.
That would be a good
idea. This is what I've learned from this one. Because these are the vanilla wafers are great.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little large to be roof shingles.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, they're a little thick.
What's your lineup, you think, for the fence? Where's it going to go? Yeah. Do you want to do it that side down or...
I guess
this side to have the double stability.
Yes. Good call. Yeah.
Which way?
Double side down.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Come on, frosting. You've made it this far. This is all we have left to do.
Putting on the final touches now. Lauren just rocked the shingles. I can't wait for you all to see it. There might be. We can just kind of smear on some from the mix and just put it on right there. I think with your finger or spoon.
Got it.
No!
The squirrel! Harry,
your squirrel!
The squirrel did take a tumble. He's been drinking a little too much pool water.
Maybe it's a pond.
Maybe it's a pond, yes.
Should we add some fish?
I don't know, Lauren.
Squirrels aren't carnivorous.
Things are falling apart quickly.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh. No one move.
Oh, no. All right, let me take a picture of you attempting to keep it all together.
Yeah. So once this is all dry and we take our pictures and everything, we'll discuss what we've learned,
Sounds great.
Would do differently, what we're proud of. All right, Lauren, while this house is still standing, let's discuss. What do you like most about this experience?
You know, I think it's just fun to have no expectations, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I like having no expectations a lot. And it's not something to live by necessarily, but yeah, just kind of throwing yourself at the artwork a little bit and not getting too attached to the vision. And I think... you guys will be able to see that when you see our picture. We didn't get too attached to the vision. But I think my favorite part is that we've got it to stand up.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a little like an engineer. This is kind
of
hard.
Most people do theirs out of a box.
Yeah,
so, you know, we're like in the top 5% already.
I think so. And I think this is like how an architect feels, mm-hmm, you know, once mm-hmm. they've built a building and then it doesn't
and then
fall
they get
over.
Out of there before anyone steps foot inside.
Yes. I think my favorite part of it are the shingles. I think I said this over and over, but... they are a little big.
They're a little large.
They're a little large, but...
they stayed on.
They stayed on, and the effect... and that speaks to our engineering again, is that it was able to be held up these very large shingles.
It's a masterpiece. My favorite part is the deranged squirrel drinking from the pool.
Yes, he does look like he's seen better days. He's fun. He's fun, and those M&Ms are meant to be sunglasses, so he's just chilling by the pool, but he looks like he's a little crazy. A little crazy. Yeah, so what would you do differently, or what have you learned during this process?
So I've learned that the frosting or the icing is mm-hmm. essential. It has to be the kind that turns to glue, or else mm-hmm. things just... they won't stay up.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned next time I'd like to do mini Oreos for the shingles,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think.
Yes.
And, you know, if things don't look how you want, you can just pour powdered sugar over the whole thing and call it snow, you know?
Yeah, and it fills in the gaps, too.
It does.
If it goes in those little crevices.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. Yeah, I learned that candy is a little bit hard to make symmetrical.
Put the M's side down.
The M side down because, yeah, if you have a little pretzel, put it upside down for supports. You know, like we have to think like engineers here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And what else did I learn? I learned that this was fun and this wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. You know, maybe I'll do this again in my life. Maybe I'll do this again. And if I see a gingerbread structure, I will appreciate the time and effort that must have gone into making such...
an original piece.
Mm-hmm. It is hard to, in the other episodes, we did try to copy something. This was a little bit harder to just think of something on the fly. Any closing thoughts, Lauren? Any?
I had a great time. I'd do it again. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'd do a gingerbread village.
You
know, go outside the realm of houses and.
Yeah.
Look into something a little bit more complicated now that we've mastered this.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just say we've mastered it.
We've become
masters.
For sure.
I think so. Yes. Yeah.
The Food Network can call us now and mm-hmm. they can start a show.
Yeah, we'll be on Nailed It, but we'll be the judges.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I think absolutely. We could definitely be contestants on Nailed It.
Mm-hmm.
We could potentially win.
But there's potential there, for sure. Like and subscribe. Tell your friends if they're struggling with trying to do things well. Let them know they don't have to. Just don't do it. Just fail and
embrace it.
Embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
So follow on Facebook, Failure Art Party, and follow me at Failure Art Party on Instagram. Okay. Have a merry, merry Christmas
and a happy New Year.
A happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Marissa had a failure at the party. Marissa had a failure at the party. Marissa had a failure at the party. And at the next one, she'll have another failure.